Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If in August you would have gone to any Bills fan and said you will be 4-0, you will have a 2-game lead over the Chiefs, essentially a 4-game lead over the Baltimore Ravens, you will be second in the league in points scored, you'll have had scored 30 points in every single game you'd have played. James Cook is rushing for 100 yards with his eyes closed and setting franchise records for most consecutive games with a rushing touchdown. You'd have taken all of that. By the way, you're also missing your two arguably best defensive players. You'd have said, yes, yes, now. But what happened?
Why you gotta make it look so hard sometimes?
We sound like spoiled bitches.
I am getting there. Yeah, I think it's
enjoy the ride.
Time to officially say we're a little spoiled.
But the ride was not fun yesterday.
But you guys don't know how to relax either.
How can you relax watching that game? A dope head.
You're
I'm a dope head.
Oh, okay. you're not down at that dispensary every week.
I'm not
throwing your goddamn.
I'm not that rich.
I was gonna say she can't afford it with what she makes here. Brutal.
Bro, she's baking every day.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5
WCFS. I would not be here if I was baking every day.
I've heard this show.
I would not make it in.
A man who just says no to drugs.
Boy, he looks like a poster child for Nancy Reagan.
Let's welcome our good buddy from 13 Way at Buffalo Plus, Dan Fates. Hey, Fatesy, how are you, buddy?
Good, how are you guys?
All right, good. Before we get into the show, just talking about Chi-Chi's. You remember Chi-Chi's, the Mexican
He's
restaurant?
He's too young.
I do.
So Chi-Chi's, it's on its way back, and they are direct advertising to people on Instagram trying to get investors. For $250, you can own a piece of Chi-Chi's as they work back. Would you like to go in with us and invest in the new Chi-Chi's regime?
I would love to. Their salsa is elite.
It's an elite salsa.
I told you he was a sucker. I told you he'd give up $250 immediately.
I would, yeah. Hook, line, sinker. You got me.
Okay, so Dan, let's get into what happened yesterday, because we were talking this morning, and I don't mean to sound like that guy, because I'm not that guy. I am happy where the Bills are right now. But Dan, Spencer Rattler has never won a game in the NFL, and you made him look like a good NFL quarterback. You were having a hard time stopping Alvin Kamara at 147 years old from gashing your defense at points in that game. The offense, once again, had that middle of the game, disjointed thing. I understand that this team is 4-0 and that everything is lining up the way it's supposed to. But there was something about that game yesterday that was very unsatisfying.
Yeah. Yeah, you're completely right. And, like, you said, like, you sound like a whiny fan or whatever. Like, you're not.
Whiny bitch.
The fact is that you have higher expectations. If you would have taken 4-0 10 years ago, it would be completely different. That's not where this team is in their development. Like, they are now a Super Bowl contending team, so they get looked at with a fine-tooth comb. Like, they get picked apart. We're nitpicking them. The fact that they only won by, 12, 13 points against a bad Saints team, we can sit here and go, win is great. You won. There's no style points in the NFL. A win's a win. But you can look at it and go, this isn't good enough when it comes to the playoff time. Like, this is not going to be a formula that is going to get the Bills that elusive Super Bowl that all the fans want. So I think it's okay to sit there and be like, The defense is a real problem. The defense is a concern, and you hope there's help on the way, but that this wasn't good enough in that type of environment in that game, I think that's okay. It doesn't make you a whiny bitch, like Tommy says. Like, it just means that, like, you have higher goals and expectations for this team.
You're going to be okay.
I don't know if I'm going to be okay. I don't know.
Dr. Dan says you're going to be fine.
Dr. Dan. They call him Dr. Dan. All right, Dan, I want to read you this message I got on Instagram a second ago from Howie, Duffy and WCNF.
Howie?
The easiest way to get us, Howie. I like Howie as a man's name. It's a good name. It lets you know he's here, but he's not all business. All right. Howie writes, I'm going to write it the way I think he wrote it. Pat, you are unbelievable. In week two, everyone whined and complained because the Bills did not have a very exciting game. Now they are making games exciting to watch. The Mafia wants a blowout, boring game. Please make up your mind. I mean, look, to his point, Dan, these games are exciting down to the end, are they not?
Yeah.
Oh, they gave you all 3 hours worth of entertainment. That's for sure. And again, yeah, like, you like to see exciting games against good teams. Like, the Ravens game was fun because that was insane. But, like, this is the Saints. You expected to go up 28-3 and then just coast to the finish line. Instead, you're having to get stops, and Greg Rousseau's, you know, nowhere to be seen, and Joey Bosa's making a play at the end. You have to get fourth down stops. It was a little unnerving. I'm with you, Duffy. Like, it's okay that you can week to week have different expectations on what you want to see. And again, you start the game off, touchdown drive easy. Then the Saints come down, you miss a billion tackles, and the Saints score. You go down the field and score again. And we're sitting there on the sidelines going, Bills are going to score on every single drive today. Like, this is going to be unbelievable. And then all of a sudden, they can't get a first down. As you said, Spencer Rattler is marching up and down the field on you. It was slightly concerning. That's not what you wanted to see.
Okay, so you a second ago, Tom, we were talking this morning about the guys that are not there.
Yeah, you're missing a lot of dudes.
Well, no, you've been arguing for weeks, doesn't matter. Go out there and win games. You got to go out there, you got to play with who you got. That's what you sound like, because you're an idiot. All right, Dan. This defense getting gassed the last 2 weeks. I'll give him Miami. Divisional games are a different monster. That one didn't scare me, right? But you've got Ed Oliver down. You got Matt Milano down. Defensive end Michael Hoyt is coming back in 2 weeks, as is new defensive tackle Larry Ogunjobi, right? So, and you have Maxwell Harrison, hopefully within the next 3 or 4 weeks, making his first appearance in a Bills uniform. Are these guys coming back enough to stop the bleeding that we've seen?
You hope.
But I like that, Dan.
You hope.
That wasn't confident.
Well, I was going to say, like, you can hope in one hand and crap in the other and see which one fills up first. Like, you've got to figure out ways.
Was it crap fills up first?
Crap fills up first, yeah. I just had to explain it to him.
Yeah. too complex of a joke there for Tommy?
Dan's sick of anyone trying to be serious. Tommy's sick of it.
Well, yeah, that's what you're banking on right now and hoping that these guys will come back and make a difference, that Hoyt can provide some pass rush that we haven't seen the last 2 weeks. There's been a lot of excitement of, like, you got Bosa and you paid Rousseau and all this stuff. And Spencer Rattler, yes, he got the ball out of his hand quickly. That's not some new novel concept that the Saints just invented. I don't care what the excuse is. They need to be able to get to the quarterback and affect him, because he had no problem dropping back to pass. And then I know the numbers may not seem like, and Duffy, you look at the end of the game and you're going to see some of these stats and go, you only gave up 19 points and you only gave up 100 and some odd passing yards. It felt worse than that.
Way too, yeah.
Like, the way that it felt at the end, the Saints had more rushing yards. Like, things that should not happen ended up happening because, one, you needed an unbelievable play by Cole Bishop to take points away before the end of the first half, when the Saints could have double-dipped. They were getting the ball to start the third quarter. So all these things play into it. So, yes, you hope that. Who knows what Maxwell Harrison's going to be? He still has a bulky knee brace on his right knee, and then you still are dealing with, what is Hoyt going to be? What is Ogunjobi going to be? So, yes, there is this thought that things will get better, and I believe they will be able to tighten things up to some extent, but this isn't on the coaching staff. I maybe you guys were seeing it differently, but I'm getting mentions on social media and everywhere that Flyer McDermott, this stinks. When I look at what bad coaching is, and it's if guys are wide open. Guys were covered. Guys were there where they needed to be. They just missed 17 tackles. Sean and Bobby Babich,
thank you,
aren't going to be able to make the tackles for the guys. Like, at some point, the players have to make plays.
Yeah, step up.
I didn't think this was a game at all on the coaching staff. It's just little mistakes. How many tackles did Joey Bosa miss in the backfield yesterday?
A lot of them.
Like, five.
Five!
They were sitting there like, oh,
well, he had that little crap in his hands.
Tighten up this defense. It's like, well, Bosa's there. Make a play, dude.
Dan Fates from 13-Way Buffalo Plus hanging out with us on a post-game victory Monday, although based on the yelling at each other, you wouldn't know it. No. I mean, Dan, look, I know you're right. And I appreciate you saying all the nice things you're saying about, you know, expectations now. But I got to be honest with you. If me from 2013 was standing in front of me right now,
you'd be yelling at yourself.
I would be punching me in the face. Like, shut up.
Let's go back.
You spoiled it.
Enjoy it while you can.
Because, I mean, that's just it. Like, you know, it is remarkable that Josh Allen, at a point in every game so far this season, just goes, I'm winning this game right now.
Yeah.
That run that he had on third down right before the pass to Dalton Kincaid, he pretty much, that was the play where he puts on his cape and just goes, guys, I got it. And you're like, you really shouldn't need that play against the Saints, but it was awesome.
Is that him?
The defender breaks his ankle and then throws a dime to Kincaid.
Is that, do you think that's like Josh getting frustrated with something outside of his control? Where he all of a sudden just decides to take it? Because I we were talking about it earlier, and I'm like, you know, maybe he just didn't have anything, so, you know, he just, that's all he had. But then there are times when I'm like, I think he's just like, forget about it. I'm doing what I want to do, and I'm making it happen.
I absolutely agree, Ken. Like, it's that sense of, you guys don't got it. The Saints secondary isn't very good. Like, you don't know any of the players or names in that secondary. And the wide receivers really had kind of a quiet day. Obviously, Khalil Shakir had the great touchdown to open the game. But besides that, they weren't winning. And then at times, the running game kind of stalled. Ryan Vandermark wasn't good filling in for Spencer Brown. You can see how important he is to the offense. But we kind of asked him, too, like that fourth down play, the little shovel pass to Khalil Shakir, we're like, that play sucked. And Josh is like, well, I trust Joe Brady, all this stuff. But there does seem to be that devil on his shoulder sometimes that's like, screw it, guys. I'll just take it myself. Well, and look, you saw that. And it's always nice to have that in your back pocket.
But here's the thing. Talking about that specific play, and again, I don't mean to be Monday morning quarterback. I am wearing a kick-ass denim jacket. I don't know if that...
Yeah, what is with this?
What are you talking about?
It's a thing now.
It's 4-0.
Oh, so this is like your lucky charm.
Well, yeah, and it's awesome. I mean,
it's not awesome.
It's great.
It's full.
I get so many compliments. I've had multiple
people. Like, could you please move?
That's a compliment. Try to buy it off my back.
Nobody's buying that.
Matt Prater's wife tried to buy this jacket off my back.
She's a sad woman.
What? Wow.
She is.
How dare you say that about the Prater family. Fates, that one specific play you're talking about, that fourth and two, you've got James Cook getting five yards a carry there. There is absolutely no reason to not just – and even the play before that, they ran Ty Johnson. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. Was there something going on where Cook is exhausted because he's carrying the rock so much? Because that's one of those things where it's like, why are you outsmarting yourself? Just run the goddamn ball.
Yeah, it had a little bit of those vibes of the Baltimore trick play last year when the Bills were coming back in the game, and Joe Brady's like, I'm going to dial up this trick play. It's like, don't send that play to the moon because that didn't work. And going off of that, you have James Cook, and Jenna was talking about it on our post-game podcast, and she's like, I feel like there's a different demeanor with Cook this year. He's been the second-best player on the team by far. Like, it's Josh, Cook, and then everybody else, like, on a different tier. But I've noticed a philosophy change in this Bills offense, Duffy, that, like, they paid him this money, and last year he played about 45% of the snaps. He really kind of split a lot of carries with Ray Davis. He has taken all of Ray Davis's carries.
Yeah.
He has been the guy that is, honestly, he's been better in short yardage than Ty Johnson and Ray Davis, who are more seen as the power backs for short yardage. Cook has been better after contact. He's been able to fall forward and get yards. And so there was a little bit of that sense where they drove down the field before Cook got the rushing touchdown, I believe in the third or fourth quarter, where he looks at the sidelines and is like, I'm not coming out. Like, I got it down here to the two. I'm punching it in. And there seems to be – he's playing more. Like, he is getting more of the carries, which is even more concerning or more head-scratching why you didn't give it to him in those two spots. You needed a yard. You gave a trick play to Shakir and a handoff to Ty Johnson. Neither of those are strengths of this Bills offense. Right now, their offense is Josh Allen and James Cook.
Dan Fates with 13-WAN Buffalo Plus hanging out, Tommy. One of the funniest things yesterday. I don't know if you saw it. So after the game, you know, James Cook sets a Bills record, 8 consecutive games with a rushing touchdown, surpassing O.J. Simpson and Cookie Gilchrist. And again, I only said that because I love saying Cookie Gilchrist.
Yeah.
So in the locker room after, Sean McDermott grabs a game ball, hands it to James Cook, and he doesn't speak.
No.
He does not.
James Cook. Short to the point answers, if not just words.
So the whole team is like, speech, 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 speech. And he like holds up the ball and they won't let it go. So everyone gets quiet and he's like, appreciate y'all. Like, what? Appreciate y'all.
Is that him in general? Or
he just doesn't talk, Dan. Right. Like, I mean, you're around the guys every day.
He had a press conference after the Jets game where he had 100 yards and 2 touchdowns, I believe, and you were like, he comes to the podium. The entire podium, I believe, was 86 seconds. he was asked three questions, and then collectively, as like the media, we were like, "Yeah, we're good. Like, we're okay. Yeah, we're all set." And James just walks off like, "Cool," and then leaves. Like, it's almost like he doesn't even want to talk to us. So it's like, "All right, good job, good game." So yeah, he is very soft-spoken, as we would say.
All right, so Dan, I'm looking around the rest of the league right now. The Bills and the Eagles are the only two undefeated teams left. The Bills, number one in the AFC.
There's your matchup.
Right now. Well, I mean, that's what everyone predicted prior to the season, but that never happens, right? You never go wire to wire the two Super Bowl favorites. The Colts lose for the first time yesterday. The Steelers are 3-1. As you look at teams that are supposed to be good, the Chiefs and the Ravens have had hiccups. The Ravens look like they might be in serious trouble, everything going on with Lamar.
Aaron Rodgers, baby. Yeah.
I don't think the Steelers are good. Are the Steelers good?
No, they're not good. They've got to play Carson Wentz. That's why they won. And against New England the week before, they should have lost in New England, but New England fumbled the ball five times, three times within the five-yard line. So they just shot themselves in the foot. Pittsburgh is not a very good team, and the Vikings yesterday lost two of their starting offensive linemen in that game, so that makes their defense look better. So when you look at some of these wins and you go, there's kind of reasons as to why they've pulled out some of these. I think they're an awful team, to be honest. And on top of it, Mike Tomlin punted up by three with like 2 minutes to go from the Vikings 38-yard line.
In Ireland, like, too, you don't do. You don't do that internationally.
Oh, it's that Dublin game.
Yeah, it was a Dublin game, yeah.
It was the most cowardly punt of all time when the entire
NFL was out of wrong, Tomlin. You're making a damn fool of yourself and a whole Rudy family.
And then they get bailed out by Carson Wentz just being Carson Wentz. But, yeah, I do not think the Steelers are good. And, Duffy, if you would have told Ravens fans on Sunday night of week one at about 11:15, you're going to be 1-3.
Yeah.
Like, you're sitting here going, if I could tell myself from 2013, what would you say? Like, I'd punch myself in the face. A Ravens fan would punch you in the face if you said you're going to be 1-3 in 4 weeks while they're up 15 points with 4 minutes to go. So, they're going downhill fast. Lamar's got apparently a hamstring or a groin injury. They look like they're in a lot of trouble.
Oh, right, but that being said, like if I take off my Bills fan hat and kick-ass denim jacket, and I take in what you just said about the Steelers, I mean, can't you make the same argument about this Bills team right now? I mean, these Ravens may not be
close
the team.
Calls,
yeah, we thought they were, and then you beat three teams, but it's the Jets, Dolphins, and Saints. I mean, Dan, there are talk shows across the country this morning outside of our market that are going, the Bills aren't good. Who have they played? And they've squeaked by most of them.
It don't make logical sense, Duffy. That's not
I'm just trying to figure out where we're at here, Dan.
Since when are you Mr. Logic here? Like, that's way too good of a point to understand. The Bills also scored 30 points in every single game. So, like, their defense has massive issues. And at times yesterday, it felt kind of like the Bengals from last year, where it's like this offense can score whenever they seem focused and want to. And sometimes it feels like you're like, oh, no, the defense has to go back on the field. This stinks. So I think, like I said, there's the hope that this will get turned around. I do believe that Sean McDermott is a good coach that can kind of get this thing back on track. And Sean always says, and he does the hand gesture of like, well, you want to be playing your best football as you get to January. They're not playing their best football. They won yesterday with their C game against their Saints A game. That's a positive. To be able to find ways to win is what we're complimenting. You're not going to be able to do that when Baker Mayfield and the Bucks come to town. They're a real team. All of that kind of stuff is coming, but you're 4-0, and you don't have to apologize for that.
Okay, good point. Dan, before we let you go, just to blow everyone's mind right now.
Really?
Because, the last 5 years, we have known who the four best teams in the AFC are. It's not – I mean, there's three best and then one that would be like, okay.
That layer.
If a quarter of the way through the season, a little less than a quarter of the way through the season, your top four seeds in the AFC, the Buffalo Bills, the Steelers are two, the Chargers are three, and the Indianapolis Colts would be the AFC South winner at four.
Wow.
Those are your four division leaders right now.
And the Colts are being led by Daniel Jones, because nobody would have expected that to be the case. When they signed him, you really thought, well, it's just Anthony Richardson's team. And so it's Daniel Jones' team. The Chargers are the one team that I was afraid of, Duffy, but I always thought, like, if they had to come to Buffalo in January, you're getting a West Coast dome team to come out to Orchard Park. That doesn't really scare me. But they have now lost both of their starting Pro Bowl caliber, borderline all-pro tackles.
Ooh.
Joe Alt left their game yesterday. They already lost Rashawn Slater. to an injury for the season. They are in a lot of trouble as to who can protect Justin Herbert now moving forward.
That's good news for the Chiefs, I guess. All right, and here's the thing about Daniel Jones. I mean, Tommy, you could agree with me. It's surprising he's successful just because everyone named Dan sucks. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a tough name to be hung.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you have to go above and beyond to make it as a Dan. Yeah.
Especially when they wear hoodies with sport coats. Then they're a real loser.
Yeah. Do my job for me.
You want to do your Irish accent one more time before we get rid of Dan, or...
No, I was going to wait.
Okay.
I was going to wait.
Right, you're going to wait?
Yeah.
Do it behind his back.
No.
From 13 Web, Dan Fates. Dan, let's say I love all the stuff that you and Catalana and Jenna do with the Bills on 13 Web, but I wanted that Buffalo content plus more. Where do you think I could find that?
Buffalo Plus YouTube channel. Mike, Jenna, and I have a podcast up where we recap the game. Again, talking about the good and the bad and the things
that
need
what you
to
do,
improve.
Danny boy. You go down there on the internet here, run your mouth. You make a damn fool of the whole damn family in the Channel 13 news organization.
You've become British. You've gone British now. Now you're doing
I've been taken over.
Yeah, that's thoroughly Irish.
And Dan, when's the next meet and greet? Where can I come see you guys next?
Yeah, it's actually in Buffalo. We're going to be at Riverworks on October 9th.
Well, I'm going to support the hometown. Run it up to Buffalo to run your mouth. Spreading your lies and your conspiracy theories.
When you guys do that, do you all ride together?
Yeah.
Because they're so damn cheap.
Well, we ride to every game and practice together, Timmy. And
you're the monkeys. Catalana
can talk. And so at times it's just wanting to be like, I'm just going to put my headphones on. Guys, I got to work in the back seat here and not have to.
I'm too cool.
Well, bro, I love Catalana to death. But there have been times where I've been 2 hours late to my kids' events because I bump into them.
You guys want to go on a road trip? I feel like that would really.
We went on a road trip one time. My brother got stuck climbing
up
the back seat.
Yeah, I'm talking about all three of us. We've never been in a vehicle together.
No, I'm not going on a road trip with you guys.
All right, fine.
Dan, always a pleasure, buddy. Enjoy your 13 Wham road trip.
I appreciate it, guys. Have a good one.
All right, take care. There goes Hot Takes, Dan Fates.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
It's been decided.
Yeah. Well, my microphone flipped.
The biggest musical performance, I think you could argue, in America every year has been chosen.
Yeah.
And it's someone that older folks like you may not be familiar with.
Yeah.
But do not say a bad word about him because he's Kimmy's favorite person on the planet. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. So in the last 3 weeks, we have heard two confirmed rumors, which I don't know how that's a thing, but it's true. The NFL was negotiating with Taylor Swift to be the performer for the halftime show at the Super Bowl this year. And we thought that was done.
Yeah.
It made too much sense, right? But then last week we told you that the NFL had started negotiating with Adele.
Yeah, that was a...
That didn't make sense.
Too slow.
Yeah. How you do that?
Then we had some other predictions Just like San Francisco connections. Not so much rumors, but we're Huey like, it Lewis, could be baby. This. Yeah.
This is it.
I think Metallica got thrown out there.
Metallica made a lot of sense.
Light energy.
Metallica made a lot of sense. But it will be none of those people.
Yeah.
Because yesterday, it was not announced by the NFL, but pretty much confirmed by everyone else. Mm-hmm. Musician Bad Bunny.
Getting the big bunny out there, huh?
Will be your halftime show. By the way, your radio's not broken. He speaks Spanish and sings only in Spanish. Mm-hmm. And Kimmy and I have been arguing about this because I thought I'd heard him do an English song and you said
it's
absolutely.
It's possible he could.
Wait, he's going to do this entire halftime show in
majority
Spanish?
Will be.
Yeah, I believe it's going to be in Spanish.
That's kind of weird.
Why is that weird?
Because a lot of people don't speak Spanish and they're not going to understand the music.
I don't think you have to understand. Are you really? Do you listen to a lot of the lyrics?
No, but I mean,
the
like.
Songs?
No, that's true.
Like when Kendrick Lamar was out there, were you jotting down what he was saying?
Is he Spanish?
He might be. I don't know.
That's got to be a first, though. We've had a foreign language guy doing an American halftime show where a lot of people don't speak Spanish.
Well,
or at least enough to understand the music.
There are a lot of people that speak Spanish, though.
Yeah,
I understand
not,
what you're saying, but like, yeah, I think you're underestimating how many people
your boy
that are fans of the NFL also speak Spanish.
Yeah, but what percentage do you think that is?
Can we Google the percentage?
They can understand fluent Spanish.
Let's Google the percentage of Americans who speak Spanish.
Because he's Puerto Rican, right?
I believe he's Puerto Rican.
Right. Yes. So, and Puerto Ricans speak a different Spanish than what you were taught in school.
Why are you asking me this? I took French, and I didn't even take that well.
Even different, because like the French Spanish, even different.
So I'm getting a lot of older guys right now. Right,
what's going on with this Bad Bunny?
Well, like,
why is he got to be bad? Why can't he be a good guy?
Mike said,
he got to be bad?
Mike says it sounds like they just pulled his name out of a hat. Look, I get it. If you are older or the older set, you do not know this guy.
I do know. I do know the name.
Okay,
he's been in the news.
But you had not heard his music before.
No,
he is a sensation for people like 35 and under.
No, why? So Kimmy loves him.
Yeah, well, Kimmy loves him not for the music.
Yeah, I mean, like, I've seen him. He's hosted SNL. I've seen him in movies, and I find him hilarious.
He's got a great, he's very funny.
He's got a really good sense of humor. Right.
Like, when you watch some of the sketches he's done on SNL, he's also in Happy Gilmore 2. He plays Happy's caddy, I think.
Oh. Yeah.
And I haven't seen it yet. The guy is, his comedic timing
is impeccable.
And again,
I don't know if it's intentional or if it just works out.
It has to be. There's no way they've been this mean to keep bringing him back to SNL.
Or it's just like that charming. I don't know.
But you love him. Any bad words said about Bad Bunny, you're ready to fight people.
Yeah, I do. I like Bad Bunny.
All right, so as Kimmy Googles the percentage of Americans that speak Spanish, look, I don't disagree with you that having a non-English speaking halftime performer.
Oh,
yeah. No, God forbid. The NFL is taking a lot of risk here. It could take them down.
What happened to the goddamn Beach Boys? American young man.
John Stamos not available. Well, they couldn't do it. No, I don't know. I mean, it's definitely going to be. You want to juice and jump, you'll get it here.
Juice and jump?
Yeah. We're talking like 1950s agents.
Oh, I thought that was another group.
Well, yeah. With your mind on your money and your money in your mind. 252-WCMF. Bad Bunny is your halftime performer for the Super Bowl this year. It's the not pay that kept Taylor Swift away, right, Kimmy?
Yeah, I thought that's why she pulled out.
Wait,
like, that was like their first choice, I think. That's what they made it seem like.
So Super Bowl performers don't get paid.
Yeah.
So that's why you think she bailed?
Yes, I would have to think. Well, because here's the thing. The exchange, the argument from the NFL is in exchange for this free performance, and I actually misspoke, they get paid scale.
Well, I just thought, like, she's always on tour. She'd be losing money to do it.
Okay, that's also possible.
You know what I mean? Because, like,
But, like, I mean, you're also, we have seen the last couple of years, the work that goes into these halftime shows are absolutely insane.
Yeah.
It's like months of choreography and practice for performance and stuff like that. So for a guy like Kendrick Lamar, who was a star but not, like, on a national level, his record sales shot up exponentially that night and the next day. I don't know.
Bunny could probably use the exposure.
Well, yes, absolutely. But I'm saying with Taylor Swift passing on this, how much higher could her record sell?
You couldn't.
Go? Same with Adele. I mean, maybe you get a nice little pop, but it's not like Adele's been gone long enough where she, you know what I mean? I don't know. It makes sense that, Bad Bunny would be like, absolutely.
Mm. Sure.
Muy bueno? I don't know. Do we have to start learning Spanish to understand what the halftime show is going to be?
See.
Sí. I don't have that.
Yeah, you just sit back and enjoy it.
Okay.
For what it is.
Kimmy, how many American Spanish
the
speakers?
The total number of Spanish speakers in the U.S., including those who speak it as a second language or a heritage language, is estimated to be around 59 million or about 18% of the population.
All right. So one in five.
All right. So you got 18% of the population is going to know what he's saying.
Four out of five. I'm going to change it over to Celebrity Deathmatch. Maybe they're doing that again over on the MTV. 252-WCMF. Let's go to the phones. This should be fun. Hey, Marty, you're on CMF, buddy. What's going on?
Morning, dicks. Lady Dick.
Lady Dick!
I'll take it.
What's up, man?
So, Tommy, have you forgotten that Shakira was on the halftime show one year?
Oh, good call. I forgot about that.
She's a Colombian, right?
She's a Colombian. Could you have said that more like a 60-year-old white guy? You wanted them Colombians over there?
But she's the one with the hips.
Yes, they don't lie.
Oh, yeah.
Well, but Marty, in defense of Tommy.
She did it with J-Lo, though. They both did the.
But both Latino music superstars.
And she did sing some songs.
That's a lot of hip on one stage.
But Marty, in the defense of Tommy's point, the songs we know from Shakira in America, they are in English.
That is very true. They are in English. But she is a Latino, or Latina, rather.
Well, no, I know they had Pitbull on there, too. Is he Cuban?
I don't know.
Mr. 305?
He's Miamian. I know that.
Well, then he's Cuban.
Well, no, he's also Mr. Worldwide. You can't really pin him down.
No, but I thought he was.
No, it's true. I don't know what you're waiting for me. So, Marty, well, it is interesting,
and
though.
Bruno Mars, he's not from here.
No, he's from San Francisco.
Hawaii.
It was a joke. His name's Mars, Kimmy. God, you're killing all the punchlines this week.
I don't think he was kidding.
He was mad. I saw the
that
stupid
was
look on his face. Marty, thanks for the Marty, thanks, buddy.
And God. I know he did the halftime show.
See, not fun when she does it to you, huh?
I didn't get it.
Wide load.
He's not that smart.
He doesn't know things. Tommy,
based on your recent comments throughout this conversation, is it that far out of the question you didn't know where Bruno Mars was from?
It is funny, though, and Kimmy, I think you back me up on this based on our shared childhood age. Every 15 years, America has we go back to like this pop Latin music sensation.
Yeah.
Because like it started with Menudo. And then some time went by, and then came like Ricky Martin and like Christina Aguilera decided she was going to be Latina for a little while, and that was a whole thing for a while.
Okay.
And then came Shakira and J-Lo. They had their renaissance, and that was a thing for a while, and now Bad Bunny's here. It's like, well, you can set your watch every 15 years. If you turn on a pop station, there will be Latin music that is like racing up the charts.
Well, it does have a lot of energy.
Sure.
And that's what you're looking for with your shows.
But it's just funny, like with the point about the energy. It's like, this is fun. This is fun. Too much energy. Now we're going to go like depressing. Here comes Dashboard Confessional. I'm not speaking Spanish and I'm sad.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.